Welcome to the Lock Boss Show. I am your host, PJ Slauson. Now, this show is dedicated to all the Lock Bosses, and together we will learn, grow, and win. How are we doing? And welcome back to the hashtag LockBoss Show. I am PJ Slauson, and I tell you what, we're going to be talking about, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 different videos that we've recently put out and announcing this week's 5 lucky LockBoss winners. So excited for all of that. Plus, I actually have a little extra in store for you. So, you know, as you know, as many of you know, who, if you've been on for a while, you know, I've been promising you a picture. And I am proud to say, you know, I'm not holding up my phone this time or doing something weird. I actually have a picture for you. I actually have 2 pictures for you. So super excited to be here with you all. And before we went live here, I was just kind of cruising through the comments. And I just want to say, you know, so many of you are saying so many nice things about us and what we're doing over here. And I just wanted to just take a minute and say thank you for that. It really does mean a lot to us. And I really, really appreciate it. So yeah, well, let's go ahead. We have quite the amount of stuff to cover today. So let's go ahead and hop in here in a minute. But before we do, of course, now I did cheat. I was getting thirsty while I was waiting and did take a couple sips. But so I say cheers to all you out there drinking Topo Chico or your favorite beverage of choice. All right. I tell you what, I'm excited for this. So let's go ahead and hop on into it. Although, I don't know, I haven't heard anything from Julio at all. Have you heard anything from Julio? Julio, if you could, go ahead and, you know, let us know you're here since you won't, since you just want to do or say something, maybe. Julio, that's confession music. I'm not, you know, hey, I did enough confessions here a few weeks ago. Let's go ahead and get the show on the road here before Julio makes me confess to something I didn't do. How about that? All right, so here we go. Oh, no, what? Okay, so here we go. Here is the picture of the Y1s. As you know, we have a lot of Y1s. I think I have about a lifetime supply. I can't remember. I have, what, 60, 50, 60, some thousand of them. And there they are in all of their glory. And good thing there's no expiration date on them, right? No. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's them. So that's the picture. That is what they look like. And I'm not even sure we put a sale on them yet. So Kylie, if you're listening, put a sale on them. You know, let's sell a bunch for like $30 a 250 pack or something. How about that? Let's do it. Let's do it. All right. So that's that for you. And I just, you know, here's another picture for you. This I took last Thursday on the golf course. And it just, you know, golf season's back around here in North Idaho. And man, this is actually my favorite golf course. And it just is so much fun to play. I figure I'd share a little image with you all. And I tell you what, I know that's a beautiful looking picture and it looks even better than that in person. So, that was a par 5 hole right there. And I think I parred it, but anyways. All right. So, we're going to go ahead now. And, you know, like I said, about close to a year ago, I was like, hey, listen, you know, we put all these videos every week and we never talk about them. And so I once again, can you believe the last one I did was in February? It feels like I'm behind here, but we're going to get caught up and we're going to kind of go through, talk a little bit about each one. I'll go over some of the, you know, general thoughts and everything going on.
and we'll go from there. And yeah, I see some good comments in here that I'm hoping to address as I go through this here. So first up here is the Kwikset Smart Key update. So if you use one of the LockTech Kwikset decoder tools in this year, essentially generation 5 came out, which requires an extra tool to go with it. So a complementary tool. So if you don't know what I'm talking about and you use that tool, you definitely want to check out this video where we go more in depth on what that is and how it works. So make sure you check that one out. Next up is the lockout keys. Now, as you can see, these are an easy way to restrict access. You pretty much, a way to describe it would be, it's almost like as if you broke off a piece of a key in a door, and so you couldn't use it until you got that piece out, right? So in this case, you're doing it intentionally, and it's a way to restrict access, and there's so many crazy use cases for that. So we have covered that in an extra live as well, so I'll kind of leave it at that. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, check that video out. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And by the way, it shocks me how popular these are. I'm telling you, it just shocks me. Next up, we talk about which code cutter is best for best keys. Of course, if you do a lot of SFIC work, investing in a good machine to cut those keys in is very important. And it really depends on the volume that you're working with. The bigger the volume, the more automated or easy you typically want to go machine-wise, and that's kind of in general. There's a lot of good machines out there, from the Blue Punch to the ITL. How about that? I know many of you are always giving me a hard time about not including ITL. ITL is good, and I included it. So there we go. That's good. All right. Next up is the Smart Pro NASDIF video, How Will Programming Change? I even just seen a comment in here. Well, first, let's talk about the video. So of course, the whole NASDIF thing and aftermarket programming and the little bit of shakeup that's currently really ongoing. I figured instead of me just calling AD and asking, I would put it on video, and you guys could have the same conversation that I had with it, right? So as far as that goes, as far as AD goes, nothing has changed that I'm aware of. Some of the manufacturers, it seems there's going to be hopping on the bandwagon. And so I actually see a comment here from All American Dream Chaser. Says, let me pop it up on the screen. Says, do we need to be NASDIF certified to watch these videos? you don't. But let's just talk here for a minute. I know it's a hot button. People have a lot of different opinions about NASDIF. Do you think I should try to talk to the president of NASDIF? Do you think I should bring him on? Let me know in the comments, and based on your feedback here, I'll either reach out to him or not. So you have to let me know what you think here, and let me know. The one hesitation I really have is I don't really have a dog in this fight. You know, I've been really open about the fact that when NASDIF came out, I helped my dad sign up for it immediately. I've always kind of been one of those people that it's like, I want every option available to me as a tool for when I need it, right? At the same time, I completely understand those who are like, hey, I want to use this machine and I don't want to pay anything extra to do so, right? So it's all out there. I totally get it. And of course, you know, the nuance of it is a lot. There's a lot of nuance in all of that. And I realize it's a conversation or topic that's not going to make everybody happy, which is okay. But if you guys want me to, I see a bunch of people saying yes. I should probably reach out and see if I can get them on and kind of talk about it, you know, see if we can do it. Yeah, learn a bit more. And if you haven't already, Lock Labs did put out a video where they talked to them about a bunch of different questions as well. So you can always check that out. But let's see here. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Let's go ahead and keep moving on here. All right. So next up was the video for what are these keys for? You know, I really talked about when it comes to equipment keys, they're really kind of in a lot of ways neglected because they're kind of different. They're unique. And frankly, a decent amount of them manufacturers, key-like manufacturers like Ilco and JMA don't make. So if you're one that, and think about it, if you lose a key to, let's say, a generator or whatever it might be, of course, people are going to think to go to a locksmith to get a new key or to get a duplicate key. And for us to have no idea what the key is, well, I mean, it's a lost opportunity. So there's a few different sets of rings, 24, I think 24, 42, and 100. Highly recommend the 100 if you can afford it. And by doing that, I mean, you're essentially making sure that when you run into those situations, you're going to be able to help them out. I also said that coming up here in the next, let's call it weeks, I'll be coming out with a video with that goes over just a basic kit of the key blanks, right? So these are pre-cut keys. So they would actually turn, right, in the cylinder. However, I think it is important for me to kind of take all the keys that are in the kit. What are the key blanks that are available that represent that kit? Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what they are. I'm going to make a list for you, and then I'll also make an assortment you can buy if you don't have any of those in stock. So, and that's just my way of being like, hey, here are the keys, here are the key blanks that you should be stocking when it comes to equipment keys. Here are the pre-cut options available. And yeah, hopefully that'll work out pretty good. So, All right. Next up is what's your business worth? How to value your business? So that was a great call that I had my dad on, the Lock Father, as well as Michael from Anderson Lockdown in Phoenix, Arizona. And it was a great conversation. It was a lot of fun. And I hope, I know so many of you got a lot out of it, but I really hope that you will, you know, it'll give you an idea for those of you who either own a business or are looking at buying a business or to add on, to acquire another one, give you a little bit of feedback on that as well. So very good. Here we go. And then here we go. See, I told you there's a lot of them out there. And the last but not least is the Schlage LFIC Explain. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for the comments on that. Yes, so FSIC, and there, you know, is another way to talk about the Schlage large format. And the good news, because of all of your comments, you know, and that's why it's always important, right? For I can put the video out, I can talk about it from my point of view, but where I've always said all of the real info is going to be in the comments from all of you. You know, so many of you brought up the fact of something that I didn't, which is there are more than one type of large format interchangeable core. Now, Schlage is very popular. I would argue probably the most popular when it comes to this, but it's not the only game in town. And I'm sure in certain areas, the large format could be a different type like Falcon, right? So thank you so much to all of you for putting those comments in and filling in the gaps from how I explained it. So very cool. Something coming up. I actually shot the video last week. It'll be coming out, I don't know, 3-4 weeks from now, which is there's a part when you are working on those Schlage large format cores that is easy to lose. And I know this because I've lost it. And the cool part is I did a video that I talk about how you can easily and quickly with what you should have available at your disposal to make a new one. So I'm pretty excited about that. Like I said, that'll be out fairly soon, and I'm excited to see what you all think. And then on top of it, of course, I did pin the video in the comment. I'm sorry, in the video I said it'd be in the notes. It ended up not making in there. Our bad on that. I apologize. But I did pin the comment on that video. So if you don't know how to, if you encounter a Schlage large format interchangeable core, as long as you have a working key and you know what keyway it is, I show you how you can make a control key just really quick on the fly. So if you're not familiar with that, or at least go and watch the video, or just keep that in mind. If you ever run in that situation, just search for the video real quick on our channel, LFIC, it'll pop up and you'll be able to get the job done. So that's what we like. Let's see. Lots of comments. Thank you all for that. Yeah, so I think I covered all everything in that last video as well. You know, there's always a lot of confusion between SFIC and LFIC, and they're just such different animals. You know, one of my favorite things is when someone, let's say maybe they worked at some sort of institutional locksmithing, or for whatever reason, they worked at a locksmith shop that did a lot of SFIC, and that's really all, and that's actually all they've done. And then they transition for whatever reason. Now they have to pin up like a Schlage or a LFIC or, you know, just some quick set lock, something. It's always fun to talk to them after they do that, because they're like, wow, that was easy. You know, I mean, like, it's so easy when you go backwards. And that's why a lot of people who don't do SFIC, who do the standard stuff, when they do that SFIC, they're like, oh my gosh, this is complicated. And the truth is, compared to a normal Schlage or quick set lock or Weiser or Yale, it is very complicated. So it's always fun like that. But yeah, let's see here. All right. So that is all of the videos I have for you today. And as a quick little recap, and I can't believe that's been 21 minutes going through those. That's crazy. So let's go ahead and let's move on into this week's lucky winners. Man, so many great comments in here. Thank y'all. Jimmy J, Curly Q, James, Keith, Troy, Locksmith NY, John, man, Mike West, Robert, thank you all so much. And Dave, and so many of you, I tell you what. Let's see here. Yes, Locksmith or NY Locksmith. You'll see, yes, I have a lot of SFIC videos. So we're going to check that out. And something cool is I think you'll be able to, by watching those videos, depending on your where you at on your experience. The goal for me when I do these types of videos always is, and sometimes I get a little beat up for this from time to time, but I try to give as much technical information as I can for someone in the real world to do the job, right? So it's kind of like when I created the Arrow Key and Arrow IC Master Key and software. It's like the point wasn't to create the most elaborate software out there. The point was to click one button one time and have a system that you can use, right? Now, many of us, including myself, when it comes to setting up systems, you want it certain ways or this or that, totally get it. But there's also something to be said about clicking a button or two and get it up, right? All right. Good stuff, everybody. So here, trying to read comments. You know, one thing I've never been good at is to read comments and talk at the same time, you know? I'm a little more simple-minded. But good stuff, everybody. Well, hey, thanks for all the comments. And of course, congratulations to this week's lucky winners. And I tell you what, I hope all of you have an absolute wonderful Tuesday evening. Like always, it's fun to hang out here with you every Tuesday. I tell you what, we got the Lockfather coming on next Tuesday. Hope you all have a good evening. Stay safe out there. Keep doing that good work. And we'll see you same place, same time next week. And of course, we got some good videos coming up soon. So, all right, guys, take care. Julio, if you could, please go ahead and put on a little bit of, I don't know, end of show music. How about that? All right, everybody, take care. We'll see you.